Hello, and welcome back to the Woke Pussy Podcast. So we had our live call today, and it was fucking amazing, as I keep telling y'all. So for those of you who missed it, unfortunately, you officially missed it because there was some technical issues with the recording, which means that there will be no replay. However, there was some really good things that we talked about, and so I thought, you know, let's go ahead and get on the podcast and talk about them. So, hold on, I'm gonna take my headphones off because I can't hear myself. Okay, so what I was saying is that the Woke Pussy monthly calls are phenomenal, and you definitely want to come. The next one's December 15th. It is a Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You can just sign up with the links at wokepussy.com or the links on Instagram, whatever, blase blah. If you do register ahead of time, I will send you a personal reminder if that's been the struggle, right, is not being able to remember to go. If you just can't make it, you're not called to be there, that's totally fucking fine too. I'm saying for those of you who really wanted to go and were like, oh, I'll just catch the replay. Well, that's not going to happen this time. So I do highly recommend you being there live. Cause then I get to work with you directly as well. And you get to, you know, really get in the soup, the love soup. Anyway, we did an amazing DNA light code activation, which I actually did go ahead and re-record that. And I am going to include it in this podcast because I think that it is just like a fucking baseline. You know, I think too many people want to do the fucking super fun magical advanced shit. They're basically like, hey, you're an interior designer. Come in here and remodel my house. And I'm like, yeah, let's fucking do that. I love that shit. And then we go to their house and it's full of fucking shit. They didn't even clean the shit out, right? And I'm like, well, what do you want to keep and what do you want to get rid of? And they're like, well, I don't know. Yeah, that's not my job. So this particular meditation is to, you know, clean your house, basically. And what I loved about it, I did channel it from Bastet. She's been working with me on my, you know, really getting embodied into my sexual priestess thing and all of the things that I've been fucking resisting for so fucking long. And what's so funny is, so I've been doing this meditation. It's like the fourth or fifth time I've done it since she gave it to me. Because it is one you need to do at least three times because it is a gentle cleansing. It is not like a sandblaster, whatever, pressure washer kind of cleansing. It is a very gentle cleanse. So you do need to repeat it multiple times. Now, what I have found is when I have talked about being a sexual priestess before, or really any of this shit, like I'm like, like I just feel this like, and I honestly, why I'm mentioning this is because I just said it right this second, like a few seconds ago, and it was the first time I've said it and not felt that sensation in my body of like disgust or like, oh God, embarrassment or whatever. So the fucking meditation works. With that being said, I do think that what we're moving towards, or at least I'm moving towards, what it, you know, when you follow the feminine, when you follow her, when you follow the call of your soul or whatever, right? It's not linear. You just do shit because it feels true to do it. And you don't necessarily have a logical linear reason or peer-reviewed study about, like, why it's the best option to do right now. You just kind of fucking do things. And I've been on that path for years. And just, I just do shit because it's what I'm inspired to do, what I'm moved to do, what feels the most true. And my lifestyle affords me that luxury, because I created it that way, of course, but we can think of it as me being lucky if you would like, but that's not fucking true. I created it this way because that's how I wanted it. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the non-linear fashion of everything I've been doing. So, as some of you know, I've done the Goddess School, which is an introductory baseline. I don't know jack shit about spirituality. I just heard about it on TikTok and I want to see what this shit's about. That's what Goddess School is for. It's for like your basic bottom line. And for those who want like a recap on their foundations, who just sort of piece together things from wherever they were learning their shit, it's a really good way to like get a solid foundation. So it is like the foundation slab of your castle, of your palace. You have to know everything that's in that course so that we have a common language, so that you know what the fuck all the pieces are that then we can go deeper into. And then the deeper into it, the sort of the meat of the things is what woke pussy is now becoming. It's that sort of next level. Okay, you've got the basic foundations. You did the 101 class. Now we can get into the process of like, now how do we build this house, right? And we start to build it. We start to design it. We start to like, you know, or really more of like the building, the structure of it all. And then what I'm moving more towards is then we do like the really sort of super sex witch, magic-y, goddessy, high priestessy things, which are really advanced techniques that are going to put those finishing touches on your home, your castle, your life, whatever the fuck, right? Maybe it's an okay metaphor. It's not the best metaphor, but you get the point, right? So, well, I didn't know that that's what I was doing until I got to this place where I was willing to open up and accept who I am and what I am and what I do and what I love to do, and to start, you know, well, being willing to explore that. And that's when I got the download of this meditation that I'm going to share with you later in this podcast. I don't know if any of that was relevant. I think it must have been. Anyway, so that's where we're heading as a group in this sort of Rose Triune collective, which is me, myself, and I, my higher self, and all of my guides and masters and ancestors, et cetera, et cetera. And whoever is on board to be part of that collective. And then the products that I've created are teachings, right? It's like a modern day temple school. There's an outer school, there's an inner school, and then there's a, inner circle of the inner school kind of deal. And there will be different levels depending on where you are. So all are welcome here. Wherever you are, whatever it is you're doing, if you're brand fucking new, or if you've been at this a while and you're just like, I'm just looking for a community that I actually fit in to, right? Because one of my hangups about doing this work was that there's so many other people doing this work and talking about the same shit. But the truth is that not everyone is me. And I offer who I am and, you know, as being like biracial, bisexual, polyfidelitous, which is like the bisexual of poly and monogamous, right? It's like neither monogamous nor is it really polyamorous. It's kind of in the middle. And then being like, I'm just so many things that are like bi, like in the middle, not one or the other. And it's been... I'm like a misfit, right? Like an outcast, misfit, outlier. I'm like a black girl who's but like is tattooed and hella alternative, you know, like whatever. Like there's, yeah, I'm a weirdo. Totally not normal. I do not fit in any fucking box. Even the boxes that are weird boxes, like, oh, this doesn't go in that box. Well, there's this box over here for people who don't fit in that box. Yeah, I don't fit in that fucking box either. So here I am, and offering a space for other people who vibe with me and this vibe, because it's not really so much about what the teaching is, because yeah, of course you can get the teaching anywhere. There's a lot of fucking priestesses and teachers and spiritual leaders, and it's not so much about that, right? It's really about what of the things is your frequency and on your vibe, and because otherwise you can't absorb it. Like, you're not going to stay long enough to actually get the info, or they're not going to speak your language, right? So you won't be able to understand it. Even if they know the answer that you need, we need to have a space in a community. So I have been a very, very, very reluctant leader for a very long time. And actually, I think Bastet is very sneaky. One of the things that I love about her, so let me tell you a story of when I met her, actually, and you'll understand the difference of how her energy operates. So I had been in touch with Bastet and Bastet. I said Bastet. Sekhmet and Bastet. They had come into my awareness, and I was, like, realizing that, oh, okay, these are some beings that I need to connect with that, you know, I think this is a really important connection for me to make. And I happened to be in Philadelphia for a good friend of mine's wedding, and we couldn't fly out because there were no seats for us. We were flying standby. And I had randomly said to my husband, I was like, you know what? Why don't we just take a train? We've always wanted to, you know, take a train trip together. We both love trains and had never done it. And I was like, let's just fucking take a train. We can take a train to Flagstaff, you know, from Philadelphia. And it was fall, it was September, it was beautiful. And so we're like, fuck it, let's do it. I had been reading the book Sekhmet, which is like called, the book is called Sekhmet, Journey into the Belly of the Goddess, I believe. I don't know if it's close enough here for me to grab it. Yes. Nope, that's not it. I do not have it in this room. But it's called Sekhmet. And like I said, I believe it's Journey into the Belly of the Goddess, which it's a dark goddess kind of shadow work journey as you read through it. It's really brilliant, and I do recommend that. I don't have a reading list on the site yet. I do have one. So if you want the reading list with all of the books that I highly recommend, just email me, wokekittycity@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram @wokekittycity and say, hey, girl, let me see that book list, and I'll send you the link on Amazon that I have. And then I do need to work on that resource list for the website, so thank you for reminding me. Anyway, so in that book, there was a picture of Sekhmet, and there was a statue of her at the Field Museum in Chicago, which I love. That museum is one of my favorites. That one in the aquarium, one of my favorites places. So I was like, oh, brilliant, right? So we're taking a train to Chicago, and we did a little quick pit stop in D.C., which was awesome because I'd never been there, and like walked around and saw some of the monuments. And then we got back on the train, and the next day we land in Chicago and we go to the museum. Now, when I woke up in the morning on this train, and I felt like I was going to temple, there was like that sensation of like, oh shit, there's something important. There was like a ritual feeling, like, I don't know if you've ever felt that way. It was a ritual day, and I could feel that there was a very intense call to like cleanse myself a certain way. And ironically, I never, if you know me at all, you know that like I basically only wear black. I had somehow packed this like white kind of long kind of flowy goddessy shirt thing. I don't know. It was really kind of random, but I had it, and that was what I felt like I needed to wear because I felt like I was going to temple, like I was going to go do some kind of initiation or something. So what happened is that, so we get to the museum and we get into like the Egyptology area, and the statue of Sekhmet is right there when you walk in. And I walked up and I felt her intense, like powerful presence. And she was like, bow. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. So I like bowed to her and I got up and she basically was like, you are going to channel something of a yoga sequence for me. And, of course I wanted to, thankfully. It was not that she like it wasn't like she fucking asked, right? She was very commanding and demanding. But I was on board for that. So that is one of the things that is coming soon. That's still under wraps though, but there is some yoga stuff that I'm working on, and one of the things is that sequence that I channeled from Sekhmet. So I had my conversation with her, and we decided that that was a thing that was going to happen. And then I, you know, bowed yet again, and I went to say hello to Bastet. And there was a small, much smaller statue of her behind in this sort of little glass case. And it was her and her, you know, sort of domesticated cat. Oh, she isn't like domesticated. She's like, I'm not domesticated. But she is a domestic cat, right? A small cat, not the jaguar that she's also known for. So I'm standing there and we have our little chat. It was the first time I'd actually met her, I believe. Yeah, I think that Sekhmet was the one who was, like, in my awareness first. And then I sort of came around to getting acquainted with Bastet. And, you know, her energy is very feline. It's very seductive and it's very slow and it's very, very feminine. And unlike Sekhmet, who commanded me to bow, Bastet didn't ask me to. And I was like, that's really interesting. So we had our little conversation. And then when I was about to leave, I dropped the map, the pamphlet from the museum that I'd had in my hand. And I simply went to go pick it up. And I realized that I was bowing to her. I was like, okay. I like you. We could be friends. So, yeah, you know, she has had me channel this meditation. I know it's like the suspense is killing you. You know, you can actually go buy it on the website in the shop if you just want to own the meditation. But I am going to offer it here for free. But the price for this is you must listen to me ramble on and on before you get to it. Or you could just go pay cold hard cash and then you can own it. I do recommend that anyway, because you do have to do it more than once, a minimum of 3 times to be able to continue on to whatever next initiations are coming. I've only received the one immediately after, and I can say that if you do not do the cleansing one first, that, you have to. Because while this first one is very gentle, the next initiation is not as gentle, especially if you have not done this first process. Like, there's a rhyme and a reason and an order to the chaos that is the feminine, right? So, yeah, so she channeled this to me, and I've been doing it sort of in preparation to offer it. And as I've been talking to you, I recognize that it has healed a lot of the things that have been in the way of me being able to offer this space to you in its fullness and for me to be myself in my fullness. And she's fucking brilliant. And I love her so much. I'm so grateful that she's my particular, and she's like what I would say is the like archetypal version of who I am. My creature is also a black jaguar, also a super hyper feminine, incredibly like sexual, sensual being. And so she is like the image of my perfected self, if you will, and my patron goddess. And I've been avoiding working with her, to be honest, because it is very much that femme fatale, very magnetic, like really powerful, seductive thing that sort of slinks in there and like does the magic, and you don't even know that it's happened. You know, it's very ninja. It's not in your face warrior at all. It's like super, super feminine. Wonderful and super lovely. Yeah, so I think that I was also going to talk about, because the recording got ruined from the call today, I was going to also talk about the topic that we talked about, but I think I'll save that for next week because I've already been rambling on for like 20 minutes and then the meditation is going to be another 20 minutes. So not to like keep you around too fucking long on this particular podcast. But yeah, it was along the lines of the difference between having and desire and the polarity of that, because we are moving very swiftly into this Taurus full moon eclipse of this Scorpio season as I'm recording this right now. And so it was incredibly relevant to speak about that relationship. Not that it's not relevant at any other time, but it's particularly relevant now. So yeah, I don't know. I probably should let you guys know about it, but then again, I don't know if I want to. I'm not sure. That was the intention, and I did not fulfill it. So let's do the short version. We could talk about the longer version later, I suppose. Yeah, no. Let's just drop in for a second and just consider that we have to begin to feel good about things that don't feel so great, right? I think we talked about that in the last episode. And desire is the sensation of not having, which is the opposite of having. And we've mistaken not having as something bad, but the not having is the void that creates the desire that then allows you to manifest the new thing. So hence Taurus being the beginning of spring and very fertile and birth and right. And then Scorpio being death. And everyone's kind of like scared of the Scorpionic energy. And that's because it's the not having. You go from having to not having. And everyone's, or the dying and the loss, right? And everyone's like, oh no, that's fucking terrible. But is it? Because if you continue, if you just have and you have and you have and you're full and you're full and you're full, there's no space for newness. There's no space for new creation. There's no space for new life. And so this whole cycle from Taurus to Scorpio is a very important one to like get comfy with, right? Desire. Oh, it is so juicy and so, there's so much sensation and so much friction and so much like, oh God, and like the not having, right? That is what desire is. You have to not have to desire. It's an interesting thing. So we'll talk more about that. I'll do a whole episode on desire, because desire is a very important thing. It actually is the thing. And we mentioned this last podcast as well, that the reason we don't allow ourselves desire is because in order to allow ourselves the fullness of desire, we have to feel grief. Because desire is the not having, which means you've never had it, or you have had something and then lost it. And in either of those cases, there's grief. And in our avoidance of grief, we avoid our desire. And in our avoidance of desire, we avoid our creations, the newness of the new things, right? So that was the fucking gist of it. We also talked about the camera one, camera two metaphor, about the dual awareness between your human self and your higher self, and that your human self is camera one and your higher self is camera two. And sometimes you get too much in your human, and that's when you start to feel suffering and you feel like, oh my God. And like the only real way to feel good about feeling bad is to switch to camera two and zoom out into the higher self, where you can be like, oh shit, from your soul perspective, you're like, oh, I'm this omnipotent, eternal being, all powerful. And look at me pretending in that human suit to be like, to suffer. Oh, that's amazing. Right? You have to be able to switch over. And that's essentially like Carolyn Elliott's work, right? The existential kink work it's like, yeah, this is a big kinky fucking game that we're playing here. And all that pain that you're feeling in camera one, if you're in camera one point of view, it's terrible, right? It's, oh my God, it's excruciating. But if you flip to camera two from the observer place, then it's great. So that's why the importance of the enlightenment and the love and light movement comes first before we do this very, very deep erotic work of getting into, you know, our pussies and being really truly embodied in this life. So that is another practice. Again, maybe I won't talk about it more on the podcast. I think, you know, sometimes the podcast is just like a sounding board for me to speak out loud, because, you know, my Mercury's in Gemini, and so I'm a verbal processor, and it helps me a lot to talk out loud, but I also, like, don't ever talk out loud to myself, if that makes sense. Like, it has to be in the name of creation. I gotta be talking to someone. whatever, that's just a toxic trait of mine, I guess. So, yeah, I probably won't go deeper into that. Because I need some content for the book, right? Like, I need some content for the membership. I need content for other places, where, honestly, yeah, there's more of an investment, on y'all's part for the equal investment for me to really dive deep. And God, that sounds really shitty to say, right? But I think that we need to say that. A free podcast, I'm already giving so much shit for free because it serves me, right? But at the point where it's like, okay, well, now I need to serve you and your needs. Now we need to talk about, okay, well, what the fuck are you going to give me for that, right? Because that's some real ass human shit. And God, it feels really shitty to say that. But it's true. And yeah. Like I said, I've already been rambling on and on and on. I've got this meditation for y'all to do. Please, if you're going to do it at all, you have to do it 3 times in the next 10 days. So if you don't think you have time for it, it's like 22 minutes long. Actually, and there's a little bit of an intro. So after the first time you do it, it's even shorter than that. So please, 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 if you're going to do it at all, do it at least 3 times in the next 10 days. That is the instructions to, it's like a detox, right? It's kind of like, it's a DNA cleanse, like a light code, light body cleanse, right? If you are like, oh, if you go to do like colon hydrotherapy, for example, and you're supposed to get like at least two or three in a short amount of time, otherwise you're not really doing the cleanse correctly. And so this is along those same lines, because it's a gentle cleanse, you have to do it in that short amount of time, that many times. And then, of course, you can do it as many times as you would like after that, or you could never do it again if you fucking hate it. But I do recommend doing it at least three times in the next week and a half. 10 days. Yeah. So, like, every other day, or every 2 days, something like that. I wouldn't do it every day. I wouldn't do it several days in a row. I would definitely give at least a day in between. And drink lots of water, add some minerals. I think I put that in the instructions. It's already recorded, so I'm just going to drop it in here. So this is just the blah blahs, the blah 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 rambles before I let you have the good stuff. I know I'm such a tease, right? Not really. I've never been a tease because I always put out, just so you know. Okay, so if you need me, holla at your girl at Woke Kitty City on Instagram at... WokeKittyCity@gmail.com if you want to email me. This episode is not going to be put up on the video. So I didn't video record it because I didn't feel like it, even though it looks super cute today. You would never know unless you came to the call. Yeah. Don't miss these calls, y'all. Like, seriously. Come to the fucking calls, okay? So then you get all the good shit. Like, I channel most everything, so it comes through and it's fucking brilliant. And then when I have to go back and remember and try to explain to y'all, like, how, what was said and what happened, like, it's just not the same. It's just really not. So come to the next call, December 15th. It's a Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You will be very happy that you did. Check out the things on the shop. Oh, because it's Thanksgiving coming up soon, everything in the shop right now is 40% off. And you can use the code GRATITUDE40, like the numbers, F, or what the fuck, the numbers, 40, GRATITUDE40. Put that code in, anything in the shop, all the books, meditations, courses, private sessions, readings, anything that's in the shop. Not the memberships, though. But anything in the shop, 40% off, GRATITUDE40 is the code. So make sure you count your blessings and, do what you need to do to get ready for Thanksgiving, if that's what you do, because that shit's coming up real quick. So I hope you've reserved your turkey. If you haven't, here's your friendly reminder to do that. All right. So without further ado, here is the meditation. I don't know what the fuck to call it. I think it's like a cleansing DNA light activation is what we'll call it. So I hope you enjoy. If you would... need to, like, if you have feedback or comments, questions, or concerns after you've done the meditation, or, you know, you need to know, like, was this okay? This, I experienced this, and it was, this happened, and just shoot me an email, wokekittycity@gmail.com. Just contact me. I'm not going to leave you out there hanging. So, if you experience something and it's, you know, kind of whacked you out or whatever, just let me know. But like I said, it's a very gentle cleanse. You should only feel just maybe a little bit tired, a little bit more tired than usual. So yeah, that's why take a day or two in between. Okay. I think that's all. All right. I will talk to you guys next week. Love you. Bye. Welcome to this meditation. In this meditation, we are going to activate the light codes that will cleanse the DNA and remove any obstacles, implants, negative programming, ancestral patterns, etc., that are in the way of you experiencing bliss in your life, in your body. Removing any and all things that are blocking your ability to experience heaven on earth. This is a gentle cleansing process, and you will want to repeat this meditation for a total of at least 3 times within the next 10 days. Each time you perform this meditation, make sure that you give yourself some space and time to integrate, as well as drink lots of water, preferably with some minerals as well. And as always, listen to your body throughout these activation processes. It will tell you exactly what it needs. So to get started, you want to have a seat. This is not a meditation you want to do laying down, so find a comfortable place to sit in an easy seated pose. You will want your back to be straight, and you can slightly tuck your chin so that the back of your neck is elongated. Begin first by settling in, taking a few cleansing breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Again, in, out. Inhale and exhale. You will want to have a symbol to represent the intention of this clearing, of this cleansing. There is one offered along with this meditation, a light language symbol that represents the opening and the receiving of these light codes. However, if you do not have access to that symbol, you may assign any other symbol that works for you to infuse with the intention to receive these light codes. They are like a key, these symbols, an instruction to the construct, to the computerized matrix that we live in, so that you may receive the download of these light codes. If you need to, you can pause the recording and go and look at the light language symbol that accompanies this particular activation. So now that you have the symbol that you will be working with, see that symbol as though it is rising up out of the earth and enters into your body through your perineum, through the bottom of your pelvic floor. And allow it to sit in your pelvic bowl, imagining now a cauldron of liquid fire, your Sekhem, your sexual energy, your life force energy, the Kundalini. Imagine this liquid fire begins to stir counterclockwise, the direction of magnetism, as we are calling in this activation now. Continue to stir the Sekhem, stirring the liquid fire, stoking the fire. You see the symbol glowing, bright, hot, spinning and stirring, melting into the pot. You Now, in your next breath, imagine that this warmth of this liquid fire rises up into your womb, rising slowly up the vaginal canal, entering gently through the cervix, warming and awakening, lighting up the void space in your womb. If you no longer have a physical womb, that is no problem. Simply imagine the energetic space there. Watch as that symbol melted into the liquid fire now merges with the energy in this womb portal. Stir and awaken the portal, inviting in the light code of cleansing, of removal of all that is blocking your bliss. The removal and cleansing of any implants, any negative programming, any ancestral patterns, anything at all that is in the way of your heaven on earth, of your greatest pleasure here in this body on this planet. Calling in now through this vortex of the womb portal, the light code, and mix it, watching it swirl and stir within your womb. On the next inhale, allowing this swirling vortex to rise to the second chakra, your sacral chakra, melting and merging with the brilliant orange light, charging this ball, this symbol, this liquid light codes, this mixture swirling in the second chakra. And now on your next inhale, allowing that to rise through that inner channel, arriving at your solar plexus, gathering the brilliant yellow light of your will, of your central sun, allowing the energy of your solar plexus chakra to join the mixture as it continues to swirl, slowly churning, gathering strength and power here. And on your next inhale, allowing this ball to rise into your heart, feeling now the gentle, sweet nourishment of unconditional love, beginning to tame the fire, soothing it, nourishing it, beginning to transform the fire to water, liquid light of the ocean of life begins to swirl around the ball of fire. As you breathe in, allowing the emerald green light of the heart space to join the mixture, charging it with unconditional love. On your next inhale, allowing it to rise into your throat, the swirling ball of the water of life, and the sacred fire of the earth, mixing and melting with the sky blue of the throat, And here we will add the sound, the vibration that gives all things life. Repeating the mantra on the inhale, ah, hu. Exhale, ra. Inhale, ah, hu. Exhale, ra. Ah, hu, ra. Ah, hu, ra. Ah, hu, ra. Ah, hu, ra. Allowing the sound to make manifest the swirling light. Filling a swirling ball surrounding the symbol now. Allowing it to rise up into your third eye. Cleansing, washing clean the third eye. Gently washing away any calcification on the pineal gland. Anything that blocks the clarity of your light, of the truth, of your inner vision and your inner knowing. Continuing to swirl and mix with the indigo light of the third eye. Joining the rest of the light. Of the fire, of the love, of the power, of the will, of all that is now swirling, charging the symbol. And inhale now to the top of the head, to the crown chakra, swirling there with the violet light of the crown. Gently, slowly merging with the light of the crown. And there now, imagining the vortex slowly opening. The petaled lotus there at the crown. Twisting it open, opening the channel. To source, as divine light rushes, pours into you from above, pressing now the ball with the symbol and all of the light, pressing that back down through your inner channel. Source light from above, rushing, pressing. And on each exhale, it lowers down through the central channel, your throat, passing your heart, down past your solar plexus, down into your sacral chakra, down past your womb, down into the pelvic floor, and it shoots out your pelvic floor, making its way directly into the womb of Mother Earth, all the way down into the center of the planet. Where it anchors and merges. Where it can gestate inside of the womb of Mother Earth. Merging with the portal of creation, of life itself. And there, imagine the energy, the symbol transmitting these light codes throughout the entire grid that surrounds the Earth, so that these light codes can now be available to all of humanity, to any and all that are open and ready to receive them. And as this light codes become physically manifested through the blood of the womb of Gaia, see this energy, this blood of the earth, this life force moving up from the planet, entering into the soles of your feet now, and slowly making its way, filling you up with this new code, mixing and merging with your blood, slowly filling your body, gently cleansing and replacing any broken DNA codes, any places that are holding you back from the blissful existence of your divinity in this flesh, in this body, allowing that to fill you slowly, surely, as it moves through your veins, in your blood, as it begins to reach every single cell in your physical body, cleansing and replacing ever so gently any and all codes that no longer serve you, any and all codes that block you from your bliss, any and all patterns, negativity, beliefs, implants, entities, any and all things that have influenced your DNA. Allow this new light code to transmute it all, across all time, space, and dimension now. Connected above and below, as that beam of light, the waterfall of light still coming through from source, moving all the way through your body to Gaia, bouncing back up from the center of the planet, filling you from your feet to your calves, to your thighs and your hips, spilling into your pelvic bowl, swirling and filling your womb, moving and filling in your belly, your chest, your shoulders, spilling down your arms into your fingertips, filling you all the way up from your neck to your face, to your forehead, and as it reaches the top, gently closing the crown, closing the vortex, so that all that remains is a perfectly merged energy of the divine and the physical, living and nourishing within your body now. Feel the fullness of life in you. Take a few moments to allow these sensations to gently move within your body. This initiation is now complete, bringing your awareness back to the room that you're in. Sealing your auric field, etheric body closed, returning back to the here and now. And whenever you are ready, you may open your eyes.